two simple words by a sometimes distant poet, trying to find his way through misty fogs of thought. His words intertwined like a kaleidoscope in his mind, and nothing seemed to click until Fatima. I'm inspired by the rhythms of my solitude and the pulsations in my chest that beats louder and louder with each passing breath, until there's nothing left but just to write it down. Guided by my muse, and I don't even know a name, but someone helped me through these metaphors. Something got me through this verse. Well, maybe her name is inspiration, and she lays upon my bed and creeps into my head and fill my mind with funky thoughts, designing all my dreams, hopes, and desires. I'm inspired.
my mind.
Your rights.
Don't tell me I forget your rights.
My mind.
And give me what your body said.
Your rights.
I'm growing up your magic light.
My mind.
Baby, I don't want to make up my mind.
Your rights.
Don't tell me I forget your rights.
My mind.
And give me what your body said.
Your rights.
I'm growing up your magic light.
My mind.
Growing up your magic light.
Light.
Run the beat. not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, or drop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag or skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. Without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams and Spiro Agnew eating hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer War Theater, and will not star Natalie Wood and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give you a mild sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. In the instant replay, there will be no pictures of the young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motions or still life or Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red and black green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just eradication. Green Acres, the Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville will no longer be so damn relevant, and the women will not care if Dick finally gets down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the streets looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. News and no pictures of hairy armed women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb, Francis Guy Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Ingeborg Humperdinck, or Rare Earth. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, and the white people. You will not have to worry about a germ in your bedroom, a tiger in your tank, or a giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not be televised. Not go better with coke. The revolution will not bite the germs that cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will be no reruns, brother. The revolution will be live. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
First time I met house, it was a moonlit night. It was destined to be, it was love at first sight. First time I met house, I was lost in a space, you see. I came there alone, but she made me feel right at home. First time I met house, she was deeper than deep. I felt a chill down my spine, from my head to my feet. First time I met house, it was like a symphony of light. And she took my breath away, and she did it all night. First time I met house, she didn't even know my name, but she was my doctor love, and she cured my every pain. First time I met house, I knew our love would last forever, because that night she blew my mind. It was a sign from the divine. Forever dictating my Saturday night.